Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. Let's check in this morning with our neighbors down the road at home.
Hi, I'm Rosa Moore. I'm the executive director of Home Inc. in Orland, Maine. And this is...
I'm Jackie Perkins, and I'm the craft activities coordinator at Home in Maine. And we are so excited to announce an Empty Bowls fundraising event to support the Home Food Bank. The event will take place on August 15th at the Home Market Stand at 4:30, and is offering attendees the opportunity to select a handcrafted bowl and enjoy a meal of soup, salad, and bread. And all proceeds from this event will benefit the Home Food Bank, which provides essential food services to individuals and families experiencing homelessness and food insecurity in the Orland area.
We're just so happy to be sponsored by WERU, Darling's Ice Cream Truck, Edward's Kitchen, and the Witham Family Hotels this year. It's going to be a great event with live music by George Rossi and Tempered Lake. And we send out a special thank you to all of the volunteer artists who helped make the bowls and make this event possible this year.
They're handcrafted here at home. We have a pottery studio. So we have three wheels at our pottery studio, and we've had several local artists come in and craft some of the bowls. And then Rosa is an excellent potter as well. And then we fire them in a bisque kiln, and then we have to glaze them all, and they're all different colors. They're beautiful. They're different sizes. So if you want a little bowl, we have some little bowls, and then we have a big serving, you know, not a giant bowl, but like a nice serving bowl or one serving for a soup. And we have all the colors of the rainbow.
You get to keep the bowl afterwards, right?
Yes. And you may make another donation to get another bowl if you'd like. One thing that I'd say that's unique about Home is it's a collaboration of a lot of different people coming together. So we have people in our local community who have volunteered, as well as people in other places like Connecticut who have come up and volunteered. Mm-hmm. And also people who have been experiencing homelessness have the opportunity to work in our studio and create something and give back in collaboration with the community. Yes, Home's been so lucky to have just... a lot of different groups who come here, and that's really what's built Home over the years, is the hands and efforts of many church groups from lots of different denominations just coming together to start a project at the beginning of the summer and hopefully finish it by the end. From housing to maintenance on our buildings to building shelters for people who are experiencing homelessness to actually building our soup kitchen building. The gift shop is open Monday through Friday over the summer. And for the Empty Bowls event, it will be open. So people can park there next to the craft store. They can go and peruse the items there and then come on over to the Empty Bowls.
Also stop by. We have several studios on property. We also have a stained glass studio, and we have a quilting studio and a living arts with weaving in it as well. And they're on the property, so they could stop by and get a tour if somebody's available at our property.
Or
and they can
class.
Give a call. Yeah, and we also have several classes offered. We have pottery, mosaics, stained glass. So we have all of those as well.
The event is August 15th, 4:30 to 6:30 at our Home Inc. Market Stand, also called Our Goodness Sake Food Pantry. It's 90 Schoolhouse Road, Orland, Maine. And the donation is a suggestion of $15 per bowl.
And it's going to be a beautiful event.
That was Jackie Perkins and Rosa Moore from Home in Orland. The Empty Bowl fundraiser event is happening this coming Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. You can get more information on their Facebook page. They are listed under Home Inc. 1970. So just go to facebook.com/HomeINC1970. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.